Port Lyons, on the north end of Kodiak Island, is home to a school, a library, and a few lodges. It's also home to Judith Clayton, who owns a B&B and has a background in education. In the island community, students often use online resources and classes to supplement their educations. Clayton says internet connectivity is an ongoing battle for parents. She says the school and the library are the only realistic internet access points.
I hate to even think of doing anything at home on the computer because it's so time-consuming. The speeds are just phenomenally slow.
And since the school is closed during the summer, that leaves only the library for internet access for part of the year. Clayton says access there is unreliable and pricey. She says over the years, these issues have taken a toll on parents.
It became very, very critical in 2011, 2012, and to where we as a community were very, very frustrated and started looking at telecommunications.
Port Lyons put together a broadband survey earlier in March, and Clayton says that's when they connected with Digital Inclusion Corps through the Luchik Museum in the city of Kodiak. The museum is one of five sites in the United States participating in the federally funded program, which is aimed at building digital knowledge and broadband infrastructure in rural areas. Development assistant Jeff Garcia joined the staff in February to tackle the project. He says he's been working with the island communities to assess their situations, touch base with residents, and brainstorm solutions.
We have a very unique situation here in Kodiak because of our lack of infrastructure, where other communities are facing a lack of just digital education. The infrastructure's there, the connectivity's there, and it's just a matter of learning. We have both people who aren't comfortable using the internet and a lack of connectivity, which is causing a digital divide.
He says the microwave system on the island only goes so far. It has the ability to broadcast only a certain amount of data.
Without upgrading the microwave system to different radios, they're limited on how much data can be pushed through those microwave towers. Right now, that's the big problem for the villages is, getting the amount of data, which would cost a lot of money to upgrade those, and B, having the infrastructure in the villages to actually broadcast that data out to the houses.
Some communities are still working on getting a microwave tower. Garcia says Larson Bay will install one in the fall and Carluck will follow. He says he and some local representatives have joined together under the name of Kodiak Rural Connect to think up possible solutions. Among its members are the Afognak Native Corporation, Kodiak Native Corporation, and Old Harbor Native Corporation. He says Kodiak Rural Connect will speak at the Kodiak Archipelago Rural Regional Leadership Forum in late September to share their ideas. I'm Kayla DeRoche.